Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Peggy Smedley Show, the voice of M2M and connected devices.
The 2012 holiday season is fast approaching, and for logistics providers, it's a make-it-or-break-it time of the year. M2M technology will play an important behind-the-scenes role this holiday season thanks to connected devices and solutions that can automate processes within the logistics industry. These solutions serve to increase efficiencies and decrease margin for error, which is music to the ears of customers. So today, I'm pleased to welcome my fourth and final guest in our Technology Innovator Series, who will be discussing his role as a key decision maker at a logistics company we've all recognized. With that, I'm pleased to officially welcome Jack Levis, Director of Process Management at UPS. Jack, welcome to the show.
Hey, Peggy. It's great to be here and great to talk about my favorite things.
You know, it's exciting. I know that everybody who's listening knows what UPS does, but you have to give our listeners a little bit of insight into actually your role at UPS.
Well, my role at UPS is Director of Process Management, and I have the best job in the company. I get to look out 5-10 years and say, where do we need to be with our processes and procedures and systems and tools? And then put plans together to actually get us there. So I'm proud of where we've been the last 10 years, which we'll probably talk about today, but working on the plans right now for the next 10.
So now I have to ask, how long have you been doing this at UPS?
Well, I've been with UPS 36 years. And when I started, I remember as a young engineer talking to people about how this company could use computers and being told we'd never need to do that. But I think a lot of folks missed that boat.
Isn't that amazing when you sit there and you say you've been at a company for so many years and you've watched them evolve and you've watched them take technology into places they never even imagined?
Oh, it's exciting, and sometimes you look back and you're proud. I'm proud of my role that, you know, people used to say that we were a trucking company that has technology. Today we're really a technology company that has trucks because technology's every place at UPS.
And talk about that. You know, how has technology played this important role at UPS? Because that's really an interesting way to define UPS, is that transformation. Because that really is a very interesting transformation to define UPS, is from a trucking company to a technology company.
It is. And fortunately, we have a culture of what our founder called constructive dissatisfaction. We always looked for better ways to do things. So when he started in 1907, the technology was a telephone and a bicycle. And then he said, there's automobiles and conveyor belts. And he added all those physical technologies that made us the company we grew to be. But that constructive dissatisfaction that we still have today moved to, well, there's technology that can help us. There's ways we can move from the physical to the data, to the analytics and the devices that make our service as good as it is.
And it's interesting, you know, when you talk about what you guys do, and this is interesting, you know, we had an article appear in the current issue, and our readers are just getting the issues now, the November, December, and the UPS article, you know, you guys delivered 120 million packages worldwide with more than 22 million packages delivered on December 22nd alone. You have to talk about, how does UPS do this? I mean, you talk about making that transformation from a trucking company to a technology company, and as someone here who loves technology and eats it, sleeps it, breathes it, you have to feel that same way, because there's no way you can deliver so many packages across the globe and able to do that without technology.
Right. Well, the secret to Christmas is elves. And that's
stick with that.
Yeah, and that's what we used to say. You know, we use Santa and his elves, but the truth is our people and technology is what get us through the Christmas season. You know, multiple days we deliver 27 million packages. So we hire and lease more planes and more vehicles, and we hire a tremendous number of people as our volume grows by 40% during that time. And the technology has made that transition from the normal part of the year to this peak period much, much easier. In the old days, when I started, if you wanted to do your job at UPS, you were given a book of data to memorize. An employee had to memorize between 500 and 2,000 pieces of information just to do their job. So we've used technology and smart devices and data to simplify that and took 95% of the knowledge education out of the job so people can come up to speed quickly. And then we use smart devices to make sure that every package is moving where it needs to be. So when we scan a package into a trailer, the scanner says, oh, this package really belongs here, or no, it doesn't. And that's improved our service as well and let us, you know, get rid of some of the double checks that used to be there.
Let's talk about those devices. You use a delivery information acquisition device. You call it a DIAD or how you define that. Talk a little bit about those devices and how that data is transferred, transmitted, the office, where you carry all that information. Talk a little bit about those.
Sure. And I'm going to have to throw the acronym in. We call it a DIAD. And the name's a misnomer today. It stands for what you said, delivery information acquisition device. And that's because it started off acquiring data 20 years ago. It was a replacement 20 years ago for the pencil and paper that we used to carry on a clipboard. So then we started keying entering the data into the DIAD. So the DIAD's evolution has really mirrored the company's evolution. First it was the replacement for paper. Then we said, well, we need to transmit that information during the day. So we put cellular on them and had a consortium of cellular carriers just to move the data from the vehicle back up to the central workstations during the day. Then we said, well, we really want to change some things drivers do. So we moved to two-way communications. We moved to on-demand pickups by use of the DIAD so that it could make adjustments during the day. Then the next evolution was give it information for decision-making, so we needed a more powerful DIAD, and then personalized information for our customers. So it's kind of moved down that path. Within it, you know, it's got to be a connected device today. So it's got a CDMA radio, a GPRS radio, it's got Bluetooth, it's got an IRTA port, it's got a GPS chip, it's got lots of memory, because that really is the core of our business. It's got to gather data, but it's got to give information about how we serve our customers, and that's really what it's been doing. We're on our fifth generation right now. We call it the DIAD 5. We did it in conjunction with Honeywell. It has more memory, a better scanner. It can read 2D symbology that the previous ones could not read. And it also has a GPS chip. By the way, when talking GPS, when we designed the DIAD prior to this one, over 10 years ago, we agonized whether we should put a GPS chip inside of it. And we're glad we did, because that extra data from GPS has been able to move our business up a notch.
So talk about this. To use the DIAD 5, you talked also about your ability to jump between cellular providers. How do you do that? I mean, because you have to have carriers that you work with. Are multiple carriers mm-hmm. you work with? Does it not matter? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I'm not a telecom guy, but I do understand enough about it. So we're dealing with many carriers and many frequencies on those carriers, and we're worldwide, by the way. We're in 200 countries, so DIAD has to work anywhere in the world. So we have contracts with everybody. In the old days, you had a choice. You either had a GPRS radio or a CDMA radio. So we did analysis on which areas individual drivers spent most of their time in, and we gave them the radio that was most appropriate for that driver, which meant that some drivers would be out of coverage at portions of the day. We may have given them a GPRS radio, but at a portion of the day they're in a coverage area closer to CDMA. They may be out of coverage for a few minutes. Today the DIAD has a Gobi radio in it that can switch between the carriers. So if one signal's better, we'll go to that signal. Or, by the way, if one price is cheaper from one carrier to another, we'll move. And it'll switch all throughout the day, and now our DIAD is connected all the time.
So for you guys, really having the right technology partners has been very critical. You have to have the right carriers. You know, talking about Gobi, talking about Honeywell, you have to have found the right partners from a hardware, you know, a cellular perspective, talking about, you know, location, everything. You've had to find the best guys to work with.
We do, and I couldn't be more proud of our IT function at UPS. You know, I'm not part of IT. I'm part of the engineering side, but my IT partners have found those right companies to deal with. We built custom software where needed. Uptime is important. You know, it used to be in the old days, everybody had knowledge in their head. today, when a system goes down, we're going to have trouble delivering your package. So our carriers have to have a tremendous number of uptime, whether it's the cellular carriers or the computers we use or the other transmission lines. We spend a lot of time making sure things are robust and always working.
So talk about that. What role does kind of that package flow from technologies play? You know, I mean, we have to think about this because you have the right technologies. You have to have, you know, being able to deliver. You have to know that you have all this proper uptime.
Sure. The dyad is a device, right? It's just a tool. So just like your smartphone, and like I said, the dyad's a misnomer because it's really an assistant, not an acquisition device. So just like your cell phone does all these things, and it also is a phone, the applications on your cell phone are important. Well, the applications and the processes and the procedures around the dyad is extremely important. And so we built this suite of tools called Package Flow Technologies. And by the way, I know it's a stupid name. You should have seen the ones that we turned down before we came up with this one. But that's because it's really a process and it's not a system. It's a suite of tools that describe UPS. It's a data project. So we used to have data about how UPS ran in some corporate databases. We used to have data in Excel spreadsheets, and a lot of information about the business was in people's heads. We took all that and we created a data model that describes UPS. It's an architecture that says for every package, where is it, where should it go, where does it need to be, and where does the customer want it to go. So as packages are moving through the system, Package Flow takes care to make sure that it's getting every step of the way where it needs to go.
Well, Jack, hold that thought. We're going to continue on in our next segment. You can tell us more about that. So stay on the line with us, and we're going to talk more about it. So listeners, don't go anywhere. Jack's going to tell us more about Package Flow and more, and we'll hear what he has to say. We've got a lot more to talk about. So stick around. This is the Peggy Smedley Show, the voice of MDM and Connected Devices.
Thank you for listening to WS Radio. If you are not listening on your smartphone, we have just made it a lot easier with our new WS Radio 2.0 iPhone, BlackBerry, and Android apps. Just search for WS Radio in the iPhone store, BlackBerry, and Android market. They are all free downloads, so you can listen live or on demand to your favorite show. For more information, log on to wsradio.com/mobile. That is wsradio.com/mobile.
Are your salespeople running at the speed of the Internet? Are you providing the tools they need to compete? Bjorn Stansvik from MentorMate has a solution for increasing the effectiveness of your workforce.
The most common problem we see our clients facing is that their salespeople don't have time for learning.
IQPAC provides an adaptable mobile learning solution to help your sales force easily master the knowledge to compete effectively. Go to IQPAC.com. That's IQPAKK.com to learn more.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
A recent study from Ad Age, conducted between March and May 2011, tracks new and traditional media usage among American affluents. It revealed the vast majority still consumes content through traditional print. In fact, 93% say they read hard copy print version only. How are you reading? Visit connectedworldmag.com/subscribe to get your hands on the must-have magazine covering today's hottest connected devices for only $12.97 per year. Connected World Magazine, the go-to source for your devices, is packed with need-to-know information, keeping you up to date and informed about the latest devices and apps that are connecting us with our family, friends, and coworkers. Subscribe today at connectedworldmag.com/subscribe. And follow us on Twitter at ConnectedWMag.